Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad. I should know my name by now, aka the Canadian Assassin. And I'm solo dolo today. However, I'm not by myself, thank goodness, because I'll just be talking to a camera, I suppose. I have an amazing guest, and that's what it's all about. She is a U.S. Army veteran, the Pan-African World Diaspora Champion, the Afro-Punk herself. Please welcome Trisha Dora.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you. So, how are you?
Thank you for coming on. So I want to let my folks out there, full disclosure, this is like the third time we've recorded with Trish. And the reason why you're like, why haven't we seen anything? Because the first two times just got messed up. I won't go into details, but thankfully it wasn't crazy. But I'm glad, one, thank you, Trish, for hopping on one more time. The timing is actually, I actually prefer this timing because there's so much stuff to talk about. And the first thing I want to talk about is we had discussed in the last interview that is somehow lost in the universe, so nobody will ever see it, that you wanted to have a match with Jazz. And yeah. I saw last night that is going to be happening in June. So one, there's power with Women's Wrestling Talk. I just want to put it out there. But two, how did it all happen?
The whole thing, it just kind of happened in a whirlwind. There's like a couple of people have been kind of reaching out and trying to feel out how that would work. Mm-hmm. And I mean, all it needed was it just to be worded and put it on Twitter. So it kind of caught fire and everybody was kind of like, yeah, yeah. And so now the talks got a little more serious in certain directions. So it worked out. I'm hoping it's not the last. Maybe, you know, I mean, you know, as like a somewhat of a retirement run, she'll do just like a nice little indie run too. And we can run it back a couple times, you know, not to be selfish.
I'm just, first off, shout out to Sarah, because she was the one who put out that tweet. So shout out to Sarah for doing
Big
that.
Big shout out to Sarah. And, thank you, Sarah.
For calling it. But, you know, when this match does happen, like, what have you spoken to Jazz, like, since this has been, like, has been set?
Yes, actually. I met her for the first time this past week at Mania.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So we met for the first time. We got to talk, and it was just interesting. She was happy to meet me, and she knew who I was and was excited to work with me. So it was very nice. I got to, you know, just chat with her really quickly. You know, I didn't want to hold up for a weekend, but I'm happy about what's in store. So,
yeah, that match is going to be incredible. I can't wait to see it. I don't know why it's so far away, but I get it. You have to make sure that everything is right. But let's talk about a match that you had before. So this is kind of a weird question. So you did the 60-minute Iron match, and it was a great match. But as a wrestler, because you kind of sort of know how long your matches are going to be, to train for a 60-minute match is not like a small feat. So do they give you, I don't know if you can say it or not, but that was my curiosity. Like, do they give you a little extra bump? Like, hey, you're doing 60 minutes, so we're just going to add a little something for you? Or how does that work, if you can talk about it?
Well, so the match was sponsored by PWI, and they are extremely kind. So my needs were met and I was very comfortable with working for that long. So especially with Beyond and especially, you know, with it being streamed onto IWTV, shout out to IWTV. Yes. And then working with Tony Depp and, you know, whom I consider a very close peer now. It was just perfect storm. So I was paid in a lot of ways, in addition to the way I like.
Yeah, because I see certain things, like, you know, I don't know if you watched WWE with Taya Valkyrie and her dog. Presley's like all over the place. And I'm wondering if poor Presley's getting a check because it's just like you're using his face. But, you know, just saying, maybe one day we'll get to ask her. I'm just saying. Any more 60 minute matches in your future?
You know what? It just depends on, you know, whether the perfect storm can happen again. Because, I mean, how that even happened was just so crazy, you know? It just kind of, like, happened out of nowhere. Another, like, Twitter baby, you know what I mean? It's just kind of this thing for Twitter. So cool. If the perfect storm happens, then I would love to perhaps maybe again. But I'm going to stick to, you know.
I mean, it seems like, you know. The Twitter universe is on your side. So is there anybody that you want to, like, call out?
The Twitter universe is on my side. Well, thanks. That's nice. It's nice to have that feeling somewhat. Oh, as far as call outs, it's been, I'm trying to think because they already have, like, a lot of my dream matches really set up already. So I'm like, oh yeah, a lot of this is happening, which I'm so thankful for. Honestly, I'd like to run it back. You know, there's a couple of matches. I've learned a lot more, you know, at this point, you know, and I'm only getting stronger and smarter. So I think I can run back a couple of my past matches. Maybe I'd love to have a versus against, like, Darius Lockhart. You know? Okay. Even Mr. Grimm in a singles match. That would be a really good time. I just had a match with Jordan Blade. It'll air a little bit later on IWTV. But that was a good time, too. I'm always happy to work with her. You know, okay. I'd love to wrestle Savannah Evans. She just won the PWX Peer Championship, and that's so cool to see. I'm very happy about that. Against Suge D, who's awesome. And I'd love to run it back with him too. Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
David Ali, there's like a whole list, you know, there's a back end list, people that I have challenged or people that, you know, I had challenged, but it worked under other conditions. Even Big Swole. Me and Big Swole are going to have to run it back for sure.
Okay. Sure. All right. Well, I'm going to clip this out and put this in the universe for you. So it's documented.
And, you know, that's just, you know, in the past, there's a lot of people that, you know, I'd love to, you know, work with in the future. You know, Darius Carter is a standout lately. For sure. I'm going to be able to work with Lee Moriarty, hopefully the Universal. Set that up. I'm hoping for that. Yeah, that'd be dope. You know, just wanting to train more too, like, aside from just continuing to, like, wrestle more. There's a lot of people that I want to, like, train with, and, like, just a lot of schools and stuff I want to train with. Oh, yes. More people that I want. Martyr. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm going to give you, like, one more name and I'll cut off. But Robert Martyr is, like, amazing. Him, Janae Kai. Oh, yeah. I know I said
you too.
Fala Sparza is amazing competitor. So just trying to put a spotlight on more competitors of color, you know, across all genders. So,
yeah. And that leads me to my next question. I just had it happened to me personally. So I was just wondering if wrestlers of color experience the same thing. So I have another show. And I've just been getting a lot of Black people on the show because, I guess, just because, you know, I'm Black, whatever. But I've had white publicists pretty much just say, you know, well, isn't this a Black show? It's like, well, no, it's not. It just so happens that majority of people are Black. So we're like, as far as wrestling and bookings are concerned, do you find that people just, they'll put you in more of a Black, I don't know if there's like a Black promotion, but they'll pair you with like other Black wrestlers. Is that such a thing? Or, you know, is it just in entertainment? That's what I was wondering.
Well, there's a certain level of control that you would have over being able to pick your opponents at some level in everybody's independent journey. I could imagine they'll have some.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Way to be able to choose or have some type of say-so in, you know, who they choose to wrestle. So it's kind of hard to say. I would like to pride myself on having a vast pool to be able to work with.
Right.
Know? So that's why I work with people of any gender, you know what I mean? And non-binary. So I keep that pool nice and open. You know, I keep everything open because I just want to maximize who I can work with. So I just kind of always saw it like that. So I never really, I don't want to say pigeonhole. Maybe that's not the right word, but I
but you didn't allow yourself to get pigeonholed. That's what it sounds like.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. We'll do it that way. You know, and being able to like work with a lot of those different publications too. It's nice to be missed if I'm not on a show that's promoted as pro-Black, but there is more to me than just being at that pro-Black show. You know, you can be happy that I'm working with other publications too, you know, and it's not even a total loss that I'm not there this time. I don't have to be on everything, you know?
Right.
And it's just, when you understand that, it kind of makes your moves a little bit easier. So I'm not worried in any direction about whether I have too many female opponents, male opponents, non-binary, white, or at a Black, you know, promotion. I'm, you know, I'm open to all those things.
So. I like it. Yes, Trish does not allow herself to be pigeonholed. I like it. I'll take it. So now let's talk about your championship. It's been more than a year.
Yes.
The belt is right there. Do you have a specific name for her? Because I named my cars. Like, do you have a specific name for her? Does she or he have a name?
No, she does not. I hadn't just yet. I still like kind of stare at it and wonder. And I think it'll hit me one day. It hadn't in a year. I'm not really too prone. I hadn't named my car either, actually, now that I think of it.
It's just me.
Named my car. But perhaps I'll be keen on it soon enough. Something'll stick out for me.
Okay, okay. So as you're petting and caressing your belt.
Yes, I know.
It's been a year. I mean, and we've had a pandemic year, so it's been a little bit different than, you know, regular years. But what does that mean to you? Like, you've had the belt for over a year. There are a lot of people who don't have the opportunity. You are the first person to have this belt, and you're, you know, wearing it well and you're representing it well. So what does it mean to you?
I'm so happy that, I mean, honestly, it's just hitting me more often than not, but I'm starting to understand what's all happening here. It's kind of like at Mania, I was talking with somebody and I was saying, oh, you know, I'm just a wrestler. You know, I'm just kind of trying to, you know, for some reason that comment kind of stuck out to me and I thought about it for the rest of the day. And I was like, why did I say that? Mm-hmm. You know, why did I like just leave it there as me being someone that's just a wrestler? I don't think a lot of people would think of that. Of me. I don't think that I believe that of myself. So it just kind of, I was like, man, why did I play small right there? What was that about? You know? So upon realizing that, I start to think, I'm like, there's a lot that's happening here. I am not really just a wrestler. It's kind of, there's a lot going on here. There's a publication like Pro Wrestling Illustrated, you know, who is pretty keen on highlighting my work. And they think that I am a notable wrestler and they believe in me and what I'm doing. And that's a good feeling. That's what I wanted all along. It's how I feel about myself. And it's nice to be able to stand in the face of that and stand on the shoulders of that, really.
Right.
And hold this championship. This is really cool. I was talking to Johnny just the other day at the taping that like, we just kind of, you know, made this belt up in a sense, you know, we just kind of sat around and had this whole concept and we just kind of talked it out. And about 3-4 years later, it's all happening and it's happening in such a crazy way. And nobody really could have thought it would happen this way. This honored to be a champion. And I'm honored that I feel that my work is being taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nice to be able to be well-respected. I think that is what I would pride myself on the most about, you know, my career in general. I would hope that towards the end, you know, at the end of it all, people can say, you know, I respected Trish. She did good work.
Yeah.
That's what I would like. And I believe that with this belt, I am. this is huge. You know, I can't even like, there's just like, there's networks, you know, there's companies that are looking to highlight this, you know, companies mm-hmm. that are on TV and have like, want to put this belt at the forefront. They're interested in putting me at the forefront. They're interested in Black women wrestlers. They're interested in people that display their authentic selves. You know, they're interested in people that are enjoying their art the way that they like.
You're doing it well. You have the belt. I see you everywhere. When I even first just saw you just on social media, I was just like, there's just something different. And I think what you said it the best way, authentically you. Because once you are just authentically sitting in who you are, other people see that and they gravitate towards you. Whether they like it or like what the authentic you is, they have to respect it. So that's, you know, you really portray that. So I can appreciate that. You've had the belt for a while. So is your training a little bit different in like retaining the belt, knowing that people, you are now at this mountaintop and people are trying to, you know, trying to get at that belt? Is your training a little bit different?
You know what? My training is a little bit different. I've always felt like a mental athlete too, as well as like a physical athlete. Just being able to put yourself through those like mental ringers too, as well as like those physical ringers. I think that makes me an overall pretty strong champion. Focusing on the gym while also focusing on in-ring work, continuing to grow and learn and watch tapes. I put wrestling on my TV and it'll just be like just the background for days. I'll just put a YouTube playlist on. I have like hundreds of playlists with like thousands of videos. And yes. I just play and just fully like immerse in what that means. And I'm hoping that's showing through my work, but you know, but it feels good to be able to like fully immerse. I'm sorry, I rambled a teeny bit.
No, you're good, you're good.
I hope I answered the question. I feel like I did, but maybe I didn't.
No, I mean you're training physically and mentally. And you're making sure that you have the wrestling in the background, so it almost goes into your pores that you can, you know, when somebody tries, that's the key word, tries to take away the belt. It's like, no, I live and breathe this. I think I summed it up.
Yes, I'm on my way to like my 1,000 hours of mastery. So that's in ring, that's in the gym, that's making sure I'm mentally focused because there is a lot at stake here. I'm kind of. Enough people have kind of told me to where I'm maybe starting to accept as the truth is that some people have been saying that I'm kind of just in somewhat of a league of my own in a way mm-hmm. that I'm just kind of on a separate playing field. And it's kind of hard to be first and it's hard to be alone and it's hard to be first and alone as a Black woman in a white male dominated sport. So it's a funny spot. So I'm trying to make sure I'm keeping my balance and making sure that I'm staying like true to myself and can build others up in the process too.
So. Nice. So, well, two questions. Is the match with Jazz, is your belt up for grabs for that? I'm guessing not because she's been retiring. I guess I answered my own question. But the second question is, who do you want to challenge you for the belt? Like knowing that, not in an arrogant way, but knowing that you're going to come out the victor, who would you like to step up to challenge you for the belt?
Well, it is up for contention with Jazz.
Okay.
Yes. So it is up for contention with Jazz. So that's my marquee match this year. You know what I mean? I'm just kind of looking at that like, you know, this is like the one, you know, okay. So. I'm so happy to be working with her. I'm happy that she's excited to work with me. You know, that's sort of a goal of mine, you know, to somewhat of a joy to work with, you know, at least to have someone like her, someone that I watched when I was a little girl, you know what I mean? You know, now she gets to beat up another Trish, you know?
I know. Essentially, like you might be, or that match might be, because you know how everybody says that they're retiring, but they kind of really don't. That match might actually bring her out of retirement before she retires. You might be the one that keep Jazz around for 3 more years, 4 more years, 5 more years.
Right.
Like, not like she can't go.
You know what I mean? Come on. Come on, Jazz. 5 years.
Jazz is obviously a really big impact on your life. You're getting that dream match with her. But you've also mentioned in previous interviews that Jacqueline was also, you've been inspired by her. So what about Jacqueline inspired you to like do what you're doing now?
I saw Jacqueline wrestling Crash Holly and I thought that was so cool. As a kid, just seeing that, I never saw you know, to see a woman in the ring with, you know, a man, and just it being viewed with a serious lens too, mm-hmm. and not, you know, being put in such a hammy light, you know, that gets kind of, it's weird as a kid just watching that. You're just like, I think that's kind of weird. I don't want that. And then to just kind of, to see her still be strong and sexy and taken seriously. It's like, I love that. That's exactly what little shy, insecure Trish needed to see. I needed to see somebody doing something cool like that, you know, to be like, oh, okay, this is awesome. She's on TV. People are cheering for her, you know. The commentators are speaking of her highly. They're not, you know, making those comments that may have been made had there been
right.
a female competitor in there with her, you know what I mean? And it's just, and the match itself was so cool. To this day, that's like one of my favorite matches. And to this day, it makes me smile so hard. it's great storytelling. It really is great storytelling. So I love that about Jazz. That's always been Jazz's vibe, you know?
Yeah.
I love it.
Now, speaking of storytelling as well, I mean, you mentioned that you were at WrestleMania. How did you feel about the match with Bianca and Sasha? Like, I feel like it was just amazing to see, even though, like, you know, I'm not going to be in the ring. It was just amazing to see how far we've come and to showcase, like, to see that showcase. So how did you feel, especially being there?
You know, I thought it was like really cool too. And the after effects is what's super important, because like wrestlers kind of sometimes view things within like a wrestling lens and things like that. When you have people outside of like the wrestling world that are talking about your WrestleMania moment, like I've mm-hmm. listened to podcasts, and like there's three separate podcasts that I listen to that actually two of them have something to do with each other, and one is like completely off to the side. And they're both like, yeah, you know, there's two black women main eventing at WrestleMania. And I'm like, oh, wow, look at my worlds just intersecting like that. That's so funny. You know, it's just to hear wrestling being spoken about and not being, you know, how like wrestling was like low key the butt of the joke somewhat
right.
as far as like the sports world goes. But I think over time it's being taken more serious or being viewed with a more serious lens. That's when I knew, I was like, yeah, that's how you bridge the gap and are able to like make that connection outside of your own world. That's so special.
Yeah.
To be able to do that. Two black women did that.
It was amazing. And you know, I feel like I'm like the unofficial advocate for wrestling, like that bridge as well. It's like, because I know a lot of people who think wrestling is, well, it's just fake. It's like, but have you seen, like I was listening to AEW yesterday, Jericho's promo. And, you know, MJF's promo, like Alexa Bliss, like, it's just like for somebody to be as athletic and then also have a killer promo day in and day out, that's not an easy thing. And then also not injure yourself and the person you're in the ring with. Like, you're like,
there's an entire brand that you have to uphold. And I mean, it's the personal brand first, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's like another brand behind you that you maybe work for that you're also responsible for. So there's a lot at play, and it's a pretty tough job. I don't know. People will shrug off wrestling, but I'm like, no, I wouldn't do that. It gets pretty rough out here too now.
And now before we get out of here, so, you know, certain states are lifting restrictions, certain are still on lockdown, but what do you hope to see for Trish Adora for 2021?
I'm hoping to defend my title successfully this year. I'm hoping to continue to work on the indies, just continue to kind of hone my craft. I want to continue to train. I want to kind of get a good training regimen going. And I'm looking to maybe venture into some, you know, something with a company that's on TV. You know what I mean? I kind of want to see what they're doing over there, you know, see what's happening over on TV.
See, I heard an interview where you said that they knocked at the door and now you guys are both looking at each other, but you're there packing your bags still. So that was, I believe, back in December. So has there been any, you know, are you starting to move the bags outside to the door so they can put it in the car, or what's...
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what shoes I'm going to wear. So okay. I'm at that stage, you know, I'm like, all right, let me hurry up. I'm trying to see the jacket and the shoes. I got my little stuff packed, you know, I'm waiting on the Uber. Uber said it was like 10 minutes. So I'm like, okay, I got time to, you know, so that's
okay.
As far as.
Did they already pay the trip, or like they haven't set the ticket yet, or?
You know, no ticket yet. Okay. Matter of fact, we ain't even requested yet. We trying to see the different prices of the the different Ubers. I'm trying to see if we're gonna go Uber Black. You know what I'm saying? You know, okay, I'm trying to see if they want to do the Uber Black and pay that price. Right. You know.
I mean, this is only, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. So I can't wait to see it. I know it's going to drop on social media. And I, of course, because I feel like the show has powers, will drop some type of clip saying we knew it was going to happen. Yes. But, you know, it is what it is. But before we let you get out of here, we're going to do Rapid Hot Tags. So Rapid Hot Tags is brought to you by Goalie Nutrition, the world's first apple cider vinegar gummy. Use the code TKTrend at 5 to get your discount today. Now, the first question is, are you a night owl or early riser?
You know what's crazy? I'm both, y'all. That's crazy. I will go to sleep. I would lay in bed at like 2 a.m. and then mess around and wake up at like 6 a.m. and be relatively recharged and just can't really go back to sleep. So you just do the whole day and it's like, dang. But for the most part, I'm an early riser.
Okay. Do you prefer working out at home or at the gym?
I like being at the gym because they have the Stairmaster, and that's kind of an OG. So,
okay. Cooking at home or ordering out?
Shoot. As an athlete, I feel like there's clear right answers here, and I'm just like, I don't know. But I'd be ordering out. I just actually ate like two different meals, and I was gonna go get like something else. So it's just for this season, you know. I'm transitional period. I'm figuring some things out. So
I mean, sometimes you have to enjoy it. Why not? I mean, just don't go overboard. You're an athlete. You know the deal. What is your favorite food?
I was just talking to somebody about this earlier. My favorite food is ice cream. I know that's crazy. Bear with me, y'all. It is so good. I feel like there's a way to like do breakfast ice cream and like a lunch ice cream. There's a way to make meals out of ice cream.
Ice cream on waffles. I mean, I see it all the time. Look, it's something, right? Right. The ice cream it is.
Yeah, it's definitely ice cream for sure. Such a sweet tooth for ice cream.
If you were to wake up tomorrow having gained one quality or ability, what would it be? So what superpower would you love to have?
I think that probably maybe like the power of like peace or something. I don't know how that would work. Maybe I just walk up to somebody who's like really upset and like just put my hand on their shoulder and like just, you know, something like settles within them or something like that.
I like it
for myself a couple times though first just to make sure it was all good.
Some reason, I think like Erykah Badu and Beyonce already have that power. So I believe that power exists, but you know,
right.
I can't confirm or deny, but I just have this feeling that they both have those powers, but you know, if you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, what would you choose?
Ooh, the math kind of messed me up, but I think I understand the question. I'm like, how long I'm doing what? Okay. sorry. I'm trying to think because as far as wrestling goes, I think I would probably need the body. And somebody can walk me through the match. They'll get my mind right. They'll tell me what to do. I'll figure it out.
A 90-year-old person like who could
like, and just be fumbling around.
I know, but a 90-year-old person who could do a spear, like that's going to be amazing. Like,
It's money. I'll be able to work for a long time. They'll just have to like talk me through, which I mean, it's pretty much almost happening now anyway. So I'm like, hey, look.
There it is.
Keep this all the way through.
And then last question, if you were to meet a celebrity, who would you want to meet, dead or alive?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to make the visit worth something. So I'm like, I feel like I would want to meet a celebrity that I could eventually work for. Maybe Rihanna. I would want to meet Rihanna. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it.
I'll make that meeting worth it. I'll try to gain some forward traction out of that meeting somehow. I'll bring her in.
It's possible. She seems like she would see something. She's like, how about you? She seems like she'll make it happen. So I'll hope that for you.
Actually, let's put that in the universe too. Just in case before 90, if I want to use my body for other stuff, I can be like, you know, a Savage Fenty like model or something.
That is very possible. And I can see that. So let's put that in the universe.
Send one up for that.
Yeah. And then all I ask, because I love her products, all I ask when it does happen, just like, you know, asking for discounts, but just say like, hey.
Shoot, I'll send you a whole set.
Yes, because I'm on the subscription. I get the subscription.
I was about to say, you're on the PR list. You're on the PR
list. So just little extra the stuff that doesn't really the stuff that gets to the important people before everybody else. That's it. That's all I ask for.
Yes. Ooh, that's a good bet.
I know, right? Thank you so much for coming on. 2020 has been crazy. We're in 2021 now. Things are happening. People are getting vaccinated, all that good stuff. I just really am excited to see you do amazing matches, especially with, oh my gosh, that match with Jazz is going to be, the excitement is going to be real. So just amazing things for 2021. And just for my folks who have no idea, which I don't know what Rocky I've been on, I have no idea where to follow you. Where can everybody follow you?
Trish Adora 202. And that's on everything.
Boom. There it is. Make sure you guys go and follow her if you are not. She has great matches, great pictures, by the way. The last set of pictures. Aww. Amazing. I'm a sucker for some good pictures. And 2021, if she is not on your radar, she definitely needs to be because she is a badass. And then also, too, if you guys like watching wrestling matches, that 60-minute Iron match, you definitely have to go and watch as well. It's great storytelling. So check that out if you haven't, but you should have already. I'm just saying. But thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. Maybe next year, this time we'll have you on after you modeled for Fenty after you've defended your title. Now you're going into 600 days or something. We'll have you on and we'll just chop it up.
Hell yeah. For sure. For sure. Thank you. Gotta look out for the PR email.
Boom. Thank you so much. I have a wonderful rest of the day.
Yes. You too.
All right. Bye. Oh my gosh. So that was Trish Adora. She is amazing. I don't know why my light's kind of janky like that, but whatever. She's absolutely amazing. Definitely go and check out that match. That match is happening in June between her and Jazz, but definitely also go and check out that 60-minute Iron Man match that she had. It's definitely worth every minute of it. So we usually have discussion questions. That's what we're going to do, but it's just me talking to you guys. So feel free to comment in the chat. But the question today was, what is your favorite or who is your favorite wrestling wedding or who had your favorite wrestling wedding? For me, it was actually, and they're both on WWE now, which I'm really, really excited about. I say really, really a lot. They're both on WWE now. And the match that I'm referring to is between Johnny and Taya Valkyrie on Lucha Underground. And now if you guys haven't seen Lucha Underground, it's like defunct now, but they had some really great storytelling and their stories are really good. And, stuff happened. It's no longer around. It was kind of more TV than wrestling, but they did have wrestling. I'm sure if you YouTube it, you'll find it. But the wedding between Taya Valkyrie and Johnny Mundo, I think his name was. It was Johnny Mundo, I believe, on Lucha Underground. That wedding was amazing. Like she wore like a green outfit. I believe, don't quote me, Presley might have been in the pictures or not, but that wedding was just a great wrestling wedding to me. So definitely comment in the chat, who had the best wrestling wedding that you could think of? We'll just compare and contrast. But thank you guys so much for joining Women's Wrestling Talk. I really appreciate you guys. We are in some version of season 4 of Women's Wrestling Talk. We've had amazing guests. We have more guests coming on. If you're not following us on social media, please do. It's WW Talk Pod. Go to our website, www.talkpod.com. We have amazing things up on our website. We have content coming out, new content, different content. We have also guest hosts as well. Women's Wrestling Talk was edited and produced by Josh Rodriguez Sound. So shout out to Josh for that. But other than that, you guys, thank you so much. My name is TK Trinidad. You can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. And then also, too, don't forget to check out Pro Wrestling Pets. We have one coming up every other week. So just a lot. If you love women's wrestling, which I'm sure you do because they're doing amazing things, just check out everything Women's Wrestling Talk. And till next time, guys. Ciao.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.